You all saw the news flash? Where you got some
Yeah, I just saw it 1 minute ago.
Yeah, sorry.
I didn't see it either.
Yeah.
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 You sent an email, so I thought I can't hear you, so I thought I just broke it and swallowed it.
Is it unlocked?
Yeah, that's my presentation.
I kind of opened it a lot, so. Okay.
Okay, everybody ready?
Not ready.
Alright. Okay. You read the news?
Okay, can we get started or is there some question?
Yeah, my computer is not functioning properly.
Oh, no question.
Is it plugged in power cable when you come back?
Yeah, no, but my screen is reduced this time.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Maybe can help with screen?
Yeah.
There's just one way to do that.
So it doesn't draw the attention away?
Yeah.
I need to my own map.
Yes, first of all.
So I was going to be careful, I'm sorry about that. Did you change anything about this?
No, I just.
Okay.
A little bit closer.
Yeah. And that's the only way it's good, otherwise.
Why was it that so much?
Well, I call me when it's like this.
Do you guys like the task?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time thinking about what I was going to do.
Yeah.
A couple of minutes before this, I get my function, you know, the information that I need.
Yeah.
So frustrating.
I had a whole idea and then just typing it and then, oh, I have to do that, so.
Yeah, exactly. This presentation is mainly based on my own ideas because I had time to reach for the information.
Okay.
There we are again.
Yeah. Okay, this is the agenda. We have three presentations, I heard. Yeah, really. So, who wants to start?
Yeah, that's fine, I'll start. We have to start it right away.
Yeah.
Is
this you?
Yeah, functional requirements.
Okay.
Alright. I'm going to talk about functional requirements. Some research has been done, observing of 100 subjects in the usability lab using a remote control. They also fill in a questionnaire. The findings were, you can see them for yourself, they dislike the look and feel of current remote controls. Users think they're ugly. They do not match the operating behavior of the user, so they don't match what they want to have on it. They're often lost somewhere in the room. It takes too much time to learn how to use a new remote control. And they're bad for Eros I. I don't know how a user can reach that, but okay. There was also some research on the most relevant and irrelevant functions. Most irrelevant and less used were audio settings, mono, stereo, pitch, bass, screen settings for brightness and color and stuff like that. But they are used. I mean,
they do need to be
on the remote control. I mean, if you can't control the sound settings, and if you dislike a very loud bass or something, you need to change that. So
we
have to.
It doesn't have an EQ equalizer.
Yeah, I mean we can't. My MPP has. we can't leave them away. Most relevant, most used functions, they speak for themselves, I guess. Power button, channel volume selection, data text, but we can skip that because I saw the new slash and data text is so outdated that it should not be used anymore in the future, so forget this one. And channel setting, so for programming your channels in the right order.
Where did you guys get that new slash?
Yeah.
Yeah, on the project,
not by build. I received the build, but you don't. So
no, so it's a text file in the project folder. So data text can be skipped.
So it's in the presentation.
There was some research on new features in the remote control about an LCD screen and speech recognition. Well, we got an update for the audience, or the targeted group. So it's about 40, I guess.
The
new
product
or below,
yeah, below 40,
because that's pretty relevant.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I read
our current customers are in the age group 40 plus,
yeah,
and the new product should reach new market, which is
below.
Customers below 40.
Okay, well, that's
in the news,
that's in the news. Okay, that's
okay.
Good to know. Because you see a clear distinction between the age groups concerning the features, I mean, above 40. People are not so interested in the screen or speech recognition, but below that age they pretty much are. So I think we can build it in. We can skip this part as well because I thought I read above 40, so we could skip the features, but we just have to build them in because they find it very interesting. Well, we have to keep all the classic functions, but make the buttons as user-friendly as possible. And also, so not only the design of the buttons, but how you can push them, stuff like that, so the physical aspect of it. And I think, and certainly for the lower age groups, a nice design, which does not make remote control unnoticed in your room, but it's
yeah.
Actually a part of your interior, of your design in your room, so that people can say, whoa, what's that? Well, that's my remote control. So it has to look nice and feel nice and have all the functions.
But
that
it also needs to have corporate identity.
Yeah, so the logo has to be
present and the colors.
Present, yeah, and the colors as well.
So we can change much of that.
Yeah. So, but I don't think that's a problem because the thing has to have a color anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Most of the time there is a brand present on it, so
yeah.
I think that's not gonna affect it very, very much. But that are the consequences on the marketing part. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's open already, so you can use all of that.
Okay. Oh.
Your
skin. Oh no. How do I
You pressed all that for?
No, I pressed the mouse button.
Oh great. Then that's a self-destruct button.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe you can do it from your computer.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Yeah, and marketing research stated that kind of users are not afraid of a lot of functions.
So we have the option.
So not too much,
functions.
But yeah.
Yeah.
We do have three to go
to speech recognition, yeah.
Yeah. This one you can remove for kids, it's just only for adults, so we can use some advanced options.
Yeah. From age of 16.
Yeah, but I prefer prefer we use the basic options. Yeah, we have to make them very easy. So for just setting around the channels, you can just push one button.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to use your video recorder or something else, you should just use an advanced option.
Yeah, but the news flash also stated that it should control only one device,
okay,
so only
one
your
device.
Television.
Yeah, okay.
So
it's pretty easy.
No, yeah,
so
okay.
There are not extra options in this.
Okay,
case.
And I also, we have to make it fashionable, like
yeah.
You were said before. Yeah, the basic functions, only use the extra functions if they are really needed.
Yeah.
So maybe you can hide them or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what we can do with the screen is all the configuration options, you can put that in the screen. And
you
then
make
and
a screen menu or something.
Yeah, a screen menu to do that, and then the basic function just on the device itself. So it
mm-hmm.
looks very simple, and all the advanced features are hidden in the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah,
with
and
a clear menu.
Other functionality is the screen. What does the screen
continue
do?
Continue, I'm trying to fix the board.
So
that's
low power.
Yeah.
What are
they? What does the screen do? They said they need it. What does it do? What do they want?
So for the advanced functions, I think.
Yeah. Well,
it didn't
say what they want to do with
yeah.
the screen. But my guess is it's really only for advanced advanced functions.
Right.
Searching for channels. And
yeah, searching for channel programming. Then we're back on mine.
No,
but,
well,
I'm almost finished.
Okay.
We have to watch out for the very fashionable. The functionality will go down. So we have to make a compromise between functionality and fashionable.
Mm-hmm.
That
yeah.
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 That was
yeah.
Okay.
Well, my presentation is a bit sudden.
Well, you can
advise, right? Technical functions?
Yeah, a little bit. No?
Functional requirements?
Yeah, I think that would be it. No.
Sure.
You
didn't
put
it
in? That was, you will.
You will, you will. It's not really English.
Kickoff.
Oh, working design, got it. Can go for the look and feel of the left example, and then a screen on top of it.
See you.
All right. How do I skip pages?
Just press
the key.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I was working on this before I got my information, so I was just working off the top of my head and using my common knowledge about remote controls. And well, the info on the website, which came to it. So I didn't really know what kind of functions we had to put into it yet.
Mm-hmm.
This is basically an overview of what we discussed in our last meeting. Those were my starting points. I was working on a schedule, and I was supposed to do it like this. But then the information came, and it was kind of exact with all the steps in the remote control that I had to follow. So I was trying to organize them for myself and then make the actual design, but I never came around to do that. So I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to say about it. I mean, everything speaks for itself, I guess. I mean, you press a button.
Mm-hmm.
It sends a signal to a chip, which translates it into infrared signal of certain spatial
frequency.
And or temporal frequencies actually, and then through a transformer, the signal gets boosted and then sent to the receiver on the TV, and the TV will translate it into a function. This was actually all I got around to do.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm too slow for this stuff, but
work harder.
Okay,
for those that didn't see it yet, the basic new requirements of the management were
no temp text, only for TV. It should be designed for a use group below 40, but I don't think it's wrong if we can target the current customer group as well.
Mm.
And the corporate identity should be clear in the design of the remote control. And we have to decide on the functions and on the
target group. Target group of users, or
users,
because sales below 40. I mean,
yeah.
I guess
so I think it's easy, but
yeah, are male and female.
Children or just
it's below 40, so we
the
can
marketing research
American
started on the age of 16 to 25, 25 to 35, 35 to 45, something like that. So,
so below 40 is okay, but you need to lower level, which is
anyways.
So is it from 16 to 40, is it from 20 to 40, is it
16 to 40.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess people of 16 are quite used to technology.
Yeah.
So they adapted pretty soon, I guess.
If you have a larger public, you have more options to sell our product.
Yeah, so what we might want to do is have customized the screen function to be able to younger users are more acquainted with these kind of machines, so they can use more advanced functions, but maybe elderly people don't understand it so well, so they need a simpler remote.
Sure.
And yeah, that you can choose what the design displays. Or
that's why I wanted to make two different groups of functions, the simple functions for the whole public, and the advanced options for the younger people.
But all incorporated in the screen or just on the remote itself?
I should put the extra advanced options onto the on-screen display.
Like you have a visual of the brightness with a kind of sliding bar and the bus and stuff like that for sound and visuals.
So you should have a menu for all the functions you don't use regular and which you
make
a
drawing. Draw very big.
You don't have like this one. Yeah, we get the idea.
Yeah, well, this is basically alright, remote. Usually the power button is on top, I guess.
Should be easily reached with the plug.
Yeah, so
it
should fit right into your hand. Right. Most people are
right-handed,
so
yeah.
Maybe left-handed specialism, but okay. Put it like here or something. I don't know. Then you can put the screen, like on a mobile phone, also on top, I guess.
Yeah, but if you are using the normal functions, the basic functions, you normally press more.
Also with the phone.
Yeah.
So it should be a little bit longer, so that you can put your phone also reach the middle. Or you should screen at the bottom, and then you can see it very clearly.
Okay, so you have the
you
hand, and the screen is below,
to hold it, so
and the buttons are in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay, for example. Put the screen here. It's more about the functions now than the
layouts.
It doesn't work too well, it's more spam.
I can help it.
Broke
it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, you get it. For example, if you put all the
normal piece of paper with a little pen.
Kind of work.
Yeah.
Like if you have like 10 buttons for all the channels. And here one
for flipping.
And volume.
That's usually for the channels,
left
and
to
left
right.
And right for the volume,
and
yeah.
Those can also be used for the menu.
Yeah, exactly. But this is really your department.
Yeah.
But we need just the functional display.
Yeah.
And
yeah, okay, but this is
the
function.
And
so
you have
if you can use the function.
Most of the time you have one button in the middle, it
for
says menu.
Yeah.
And then if you press it, the screen gets activated, and then you can use these buttons
mm-hmm.
to scroll up and down and left and right to go into a function, and then most of the time this menu button is also like okay to confirm a kind
yeah.
of action. So you scroll into it, okay, you select a function like base, you just adjust it with these two buttons,
yeah.
then okay to confirm, and then on each screen there should be an option to go back to an upper level, and then finally say okay, exit, or one button to exit it.
Yeah.
One time, I don't know, that's not really my department. That's more your department to
we need a logo on our remote control.
Yeah,
yeah,
but it should be, if the screen is here, then the logo should be like
left
on
top.
Yeah. I mean, so.
Okay.
Yeah, but it depends on where you put the screen, but
yeah.
it's essential that there is a screen.
Yeah, I mean, the position of the screen is also more essential than, I mean, we look where we have space left and then put the logo over
okay.
there.
Yeah.
But
for the speech recognition part, if you want to incorporate that, you need the microphone.
Yeah, so it should be, I mean, if you have it in your hand here, it should be on top somewhere.
Yeah. That's
maybe.
Why
I
should
mean
we want to put the display on the
bottom? No, that's not sure.
That's not sure, but
it's
yeah,
you need
the
display.
If you use the functions, you're
yeah, okay, but that's only for the basic function. If you're going to use an advanced option, you're going to press the menu button, and then, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a screen on top looks more logical to me.
Yeah.
Also, because people use mobile phones, I mean, they also have a screen on top.
Okay, yeah.
So, you just have to reach a little bit for the power button.
Yeah.
I mean, if you grab
once
it,
once it's on, it's
but
on. You don't need
most of
okay.
the times, if a TV is on standby, people just press a check.
Okay, we put it on top.
Put it on. So we put this on top.
Yeah.
And then make the corporate logo like over here, RR, and the microphone. I mean, it can be very small. People get your mobile phones. So these are some stripes, little holes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe on the top or even on the side.
Yeah, maybe on the side. I mean.
Yeah,
if
the
microphone is good. Yeah, okay, so on the top is better.
But if you hold the remote like this, if you put it on the top, on the side,
it
should be
able
to.
Yeah,
it depends on the sensitivity of the microphone.
It will be
okay.
it doesn't matter that much. So, but on the screen is on top. Which functions did we have left? I mean, this is basically numbers.
Volume,
channel up and down.
Channel up and down.
Screen
is all
over there.
Headphones options.
Yeah.
So maybe we should decide what headphones options we want to put in the LCD screen.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, so we needed to integrate those sound and image options, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
sound.
So we need kind of an equalizer.
Yeah, equalizer. Or if you have sound. But not too advanced. I mean, most TVs use only treble.
Yeah,
it's
use remote control.
Yeah,
so not used all of them. So
yeah.
It's pretty hard to write.
yeah.
Okay, but you have sound.
Yeah, sound.
Yeah, just.
Yeah,
like you have digital. Better write it down over there. So you have sound. yeah. sound, and then within sound, I guess treble.
Do you have the mono stereo option?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also.
There was something else also. And then
pitch.
Yeah. But pitch isn't that. Yeah, that's the height.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
But why would you use that?
Yeah,
people like.
That depends on the signal of the program you're watching.
Yeah.
And also the tune part?
Programming part.
Yeah, program.
So
channel programming.
So we have sound, yeah, channel programming.
And yeah, in the functionality of the
television,
no, of the remote, do we want the buttons to make sound from the president as a confirmation or whatever.
I think it gets annoying. I mean, most mobile phones
make
use that at the beginning, but
it's the television itself has also got options with brightness and screen color, etc. So
People don't want to sit underneath in front of your television with usually three buttons and it's very hard to
contrast
and brightness. Yeah, that are the most used, I guess.
And you
the
only presentation.
I guess these were the only ones, I guess.
Okay. That's easy.
Yeah.
But so we have TV options, which is all this.
Yeah,
the
better options and the LCD options.
And you have the the remote control options.
Yeah.
So you need two menus kind of thing.
Yeah, you have basically a button menu, which you can use directly according to the old principle, and the LCD options are activated based on some software options that communicate with the programs.
Yeah, with the chip and then
So you have an additional processor and software part.
Yeah, we have power button, but that's present, channel volume selection present, numbers present. Yeah, audio settings, mono stereo, pitch, bass, treble, screen settings, brightness, and color. Color and brightness.
Yeah.
And what you say, channel settings or channel programming. So you have an option to start scanning all the frequencies.
Yeah,
and when it encounters one, well, it shows on your TV, and then you can. Then you can select a number in your remote.
So
and just want
channel programming is auto seek.
Yeah, auto seek.
Name the channel or
well, most TVs automatically display the name if you get through the cable.
Oh, they get the automatic.
Yeah, so you only have to choose the position on your. It only
yeah,
has to
yeah.
match the channel frequency on your TV.
Yeah.
With the position on your. And so you're remote.
Yeah, but can you also say I want Veronica on the channel number 5?
If you already programmed it.
Yeah,
if you want to move it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that should be possible.
How do you call that?
Yeah, how do you call that? But you should be able to browse through a list or something, which displays all the values, all the channels, which are possible, I mean, like 1, 2, 30 or 90 or whatever, you browse it and then some kind of way see if it is programmed.
Swap channels?
Yeah.
Call it that?
Swap channels.
Swap selection. Okay.
So you
functions?
Most of the time, if you swap it, let's say for example you have RTL 5 on channel 5. And Veronica on channel 8, and you want to move Veronica to channel 5. Most of the times you override previous number.
Well, that's up to you.
Yeah.
It's the user interface.
It's pretty, I mean, you have to look on the menu on the TV also.
He only has to figure out how it has to look.
Yeah, but also which buttons you have to press to get a certain result. The working design was to specify how the physical interaction between the components was specified.
Or is it too hard to just do it all in your remote programming channels?
No, I don't think so, but I think the communication with the television is difficult, but that's not our part.
No.
You don't have to design protocols.
That's true. Yeah.
Okay.
So we have to figure out a way to do that easily. I mean, the auto-seeking is not a problem.
No,
you encounter a channel and then it just says, which number do you want to save this? And you just press the number on your remote and then say confirm, okay, and then it's safe. It's easier. It's harder to if you have already programmed it to swap, so
so
you have to think of something for that.
User interface designer can design menu for all these functions,
yeah.
So I put them on the
kind of structure into
can
layers.
You make a map that's with all the yeah, because it's now there are rules across the documents.
Yeah. Yeah, I can. I'll just try to reorganize things. So you design the basic function menu for the LCD screen.
And the layout.
I think the layout of the screen, and I think you can concentrate more on the button placement and the placement of the screen itself on the.
Isn't that more than a
good one? No, I think that's more.
All of the functional aspects of the.
Maybe more.
I think are not important.
Yeah.
I have to know what it has to do, so if you want to, you know, the changing the channels.
Okay, so he's layout and your function.
Yeah.
Or function.
I think that's good. Do I have to to make that a menu layout also, or?
Yeah,
I guess so.
I think that's your department, yes.
Yeah.
Because
we
already know
kind
what.
Of work together.
Yeah.
If I make the menu, like, I have to state which function has to be. Yeah. Okay. You are going to make a list of what functions are going to be on the screen, the menu screen, and I'm going to make a nice menu.
With some layers and stuff.
Yeah, and also make clear which buttons to press to get a certain result.
Yeah.
Because that's always the difficulty every device has its own.
Yeah. Well, I guess this button, the OK.
Menu okay,
or you can incorporate two different buttons, like you have on your mobile phone. So this is only for to get in the menu or to exit it,
mm-hmm.
And then want to confirm, and want to go one step back.
Yeah.
So it's like the say button on your mobile phone if you have a Nokia or like that, or the no button. To go one step back, it's only two extra buttons. But if it's very clear that they are for the screen,
I think we have to make two groups. One group for the display and one group for the basic functions.
But they're incorporated.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because this is used for both.
Yeah, but maybe that's not. If you're setting with your remote control, you can press the menu button. Then you are suddenly into
your screen. Okay, so you should leave the menu button out of here, and just put it under the screen.
Just group the we make these advanced functions and these the basic functions.
Yeah.
We make a line between them.
But we should place the screen on top, right?
Well.
That's
your
use department.
Yeah.
So
you just find out.
You
and
just
have
the layout.
Okay.
Do we do the extra two buttons or not?
I think you should.
Yeah.
It's easier if you put too many functions in one button, it gets confusing.
Yeah. Okay. That's true.
So we've got a menu button and a.
Two. Okay and back.
Yeah.
Okay and back.
Yeah. I'll confirm and
of course the four arrows.
Yeah.
Those are still globally used.
Should we save this picture or you know?
Yeah, I'm not clear about the extra two buttons. You have a menu button?
Yeah.
That's just to activate the screen.
Menu button access the menu in the LCD screen.
And then with these buttons, you navigate.
Okay.
But you can also navigate the channels.
Okay, so then that's not.
Those are
both
multifunctional.
Hey,
yeah.
Is it interesting for users if you put LED lights under the buttons so that if you press on the menu function that only the buttons that are used for the menu are like
LED not, yeah.
Yeah.
That's very good idea.
5 minutes.
Alright. Yeah, that's a good idea because then it becomes clear which buttons are active now, which you can use.
Yeah, and then it's also easier to integrate several functions in one button.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So those buttons are little, but just one thing, should we use those two then, or only this two to scroll, and then use the two functional buttons to confirm to go into something? Oh no, we have to use this to adjust
for
yeah,
you
some
you
bars.
Optional, cause maybe you can, you know, go left, right, and up and down.
Yeah.
In one
maybe we should use this also as an OK button still, and then just only a back button.
Well, we
yeah,
have those buttons. We
the
use
problem
them
with the OK button in the middle is sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, is if you're pressing up and down, you can easily press the OK once.
Yeah.
So maybe make one OK button
and one
navigation button. Yeah, with the channel and the volume. Right? Yeah, but a multifunctional navigation button.
Okay, that's what we decided.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. So you want to close down?
Yeah, I want to close down.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's not because I don't like you. We have lunch break.
Oh,
and then we can work for 30 minutes. I have to write fast my table. And then we'll see.
Alright, how long is the
lunch
break?
I don't know. I have
to open. You have to write down the stuff now? Or first lunch break?
I believe that's first lunch break.
I think in my head now. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think you can put the left foot back in.
Yeah.
Time pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Sorry for my
that's okay.
Finished presentation.
Sorry.
Yeah, we'll get your halfway.
I don't know if it worked, but
you saved it. Does it save automatically in the project folder? Or?
Yeah.
Should be in here, smart board.
Oh,
I don't know if you can use it, but
yeah, you can open it with pictures.
No, we have to make some maps with all the data we.
Yeah, I try to organize it by these three.
I make new.
Yeah,
this is just my own map, so
yeah.
I put everything into it.
I don't really mind. I just put the minutes here. We'll see.
But you got some extra information.
Yeah, that's in the functional design.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just basically what I just showed.
But where did you get the news from?
Yeah, I got it by.
You're the only one.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
I'm gonna get a gig if I don't need
it. Okay.
Right.